Charlie Wilson would turn off the lights and getting us into the second hour of the Tailored Experience on a Monday morning yesterday featuring Trey Songz. That is a song done by Tony Braxton. It's now 16 minutes after 10 and today we're having a conversation with industrial psychologist Fiona Martins and we're talking about how you can make yourself a valuable employee as well as an intern. Good morning, Fiona. Welcome.
Good morning, Klekani. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, Fiona, as an intern, you can only hope that you will get absorbed into the company when, you know, your internship is over. But with so many other interns hoping for the very same thing, how can they then, you know, set themselves apart from the rest?
You know, that's a great question. You know, if you think of internships, you know, for companies, it's really a try before you buy model where they get to experience you for an entire year or 6 months or however long the internship is before they actually commit to a full-time role. So think of yourself as being on the audition stage, you know, for that entire period. I think for me, you know, converting an internship into a job starts first by laying the right foundation. Mm-hmm. And how do you do that? At the onset, you need to have a goals discussion with your manager. Typically, a good manager will bring it up, you know, within the first couple of conversations, you know, when you start.
Okay.
But if they don't, do not shy away from it, because if you don't know what the goals are, what your responsibilities are, what the key performance indicators are, you know, you're sort of going to be shooting through the dark, you know, for that year or however long you're there. And the key question you need to ask during that initial goal discussion is, what does success look like? And, you know, don't even shy away from saying, you know, if I want to stand a good chance of being absorbed permanently, you know, at the end of this, what do I need to do? What do I need to focus on? So be upfront about your desire to, you know, to have a full-time role, although, of course, they can't commit to anything. And you can also do it at particular intervals. So maybe halfway through your internship, you can then express your interest again and say, you know, I've been here for 6 months. I'm really enjoying my time here. I see a future for myself here, you know, and it's something that I would want to be considered. So don't take for granted that people know that you sort of want to, you know, are interested in positioning yourself for a full-time role.
Definitely.
Another thing is to keep track of your accomplishments, you know, so almost have a portfolio of evidence, you know, because remember, an entire year or 6 months is going to go by. So every time you sort of, you know, accomplish something, you finish a major task, a major project, have a portfolio, because what might happen is at the end of the internship, you might have to almost, you know, build a case, you know, for someone who wasn't working with you. Maybe your manager has left by then. So make sure that, you know, you've got sort of evidence of what you've been doing, almost as building a business case. And I think an important thing as well that interns, you know, sometimes miss, you have to keep visibility throughout the year. So don't sort of fly under the radar, because then when it comes time to decision time about whether you stay or not, people will be like, oh, but I don't really know what she was doing. I sort of saw her around, but I'm not sure. So how do you remain visible? So one, managers get very busy, right? So I normally say to interns at the beginning of your internship, set regular check-ins. So they can be every 2 weeks, every week, depending on, of course, what makes sense. This way it enforces your manager to pay attention to you, you know, at particular intervals without you sort of having to chase them around.
Yeah.
And during that structured feedback, I'll say do three things. One, give them a progress update in terms of the projects or the activities that you're busy with. If there's any key accomplishments, you know, highlight them and say, these are some of the things that I've achieved. And then also ask for any support you need or have any questions. So make sure that those regularly happen. That way you stay top of mind, you know, for a manager who might be busy. And a key thing about, if you're not getting enough work, look for work. So one of the things that interns complain about is, you know, people don't know that I'm here. I'm not getting anything. I'm not getting any challenging tasks, you know, because everybody else is busy with their own thing. So what's important is, if you don't have enough work to do or you feel you're underutilized, create work, look for work. And how do you do that? You do that by speaking to people within the department. So have casual conversations with other team members, you know, say, hey, what are you up to? You know, you look extremely busy. So kind of like fish around and see what are the tasks that are available, and then put your hand up and say, can I help you with this? You know, and look particularly for people who are looking a little bit overwhelmed or stressed, such that when you go to your manager, you don't just raise and say, I don't have enough to do. You can say, look, I feel like I've got a little bit more capacity to do more, and then come with a list of suggestions to say, I know so-and-so is working on this project. I thought I could help with this. So almost be proactive in terms of keeping yourself busy. And that way you kind of like, you know, build credibility for yourself and you also build skills at the same time.
Absolutely, Fiona. So let's now cover those who have been in the very same workplace for quite some time or even longer than interns would usually be in a workplace. Is it too late for them to also become the valuable employee in their workplace?
Absolutely not. So to be indispensable as an employee is, you know, be critical or be paramount to the company achieving or the department achieving its goals. And you do that by one keyway, and that's to be brilliant at something that is of value. So find a skill that you can monopolize, that you become the go-to person, and that no one else is entrusted with that. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean, you know, you're hoarding skills or, you know, hoarding information. What this means is that, you know, find something that you can be particularly brilliant at, and especially if it's something that's important in terms of delivering the key goals. Become a problem solver. Don't be a person that always raises complaints or say this is not working. Every time you identify, you know, an issue that's not working, always come with potential problem, potential solutions.
Yeah.
And also another key thing is to understand and support your boss's priority. So your boss is normally the key decision maker, you know, around, you know, your dispensability or not. So ask your boss, what are the two key things that are mission critical, particularly to him or her? Because remember, not everything has equal importance to your boss. And if you find a way to be involved in the one or two things that are of most importance to your boss, and you actually you make your boss look great and you make your boss look shine, obviously in a manner that, you know, brings credibility.
Yeah.
That's one way as well to make yourself indispensable. And also, I think, you know, similar to that is develop and mentor others. Don't be a person that's selfish who sort of wants the limelight by themselves. Be a person as well that is motivated to spread your excellence by actually helping other people to be excellent, particularly if it involves imparting a skill or teaching them something that you do particularly well. That way you become indispensable, not only to your boss, but to your peers as well.
Absolutely. Fiona, I wish we had more time because I'm finding this conversation very, very interesting. But we have to cut it here for now. And if anyone would like to follow you on social media and to find out about your work, how can they do that?
You can find me on my website, which is fionamartin.com, and Fiona spelled with a P-H. And I'm also on Twitter at Miss Fiona, M-S-P-H-I-O-N-A.
Thank you so much, Fiona. Have yourself a lovely day and enjoy the week.
Thank you so much.
There you have it, man. It's never too late. I mean, I was particularly very interested in finding out how we all have been in the workplace for quite some time. How can we then make ourselves indispensable or valuable in the workplace? And I really, really enjoyed the conversation and the input and advice that she had for us. I hope you did the same as well. In a few minutes, we are moving on to Fan Zone. So make sure that you do stay tuned for that.